This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know, I still can't get over that Joe Biden was asked whether or not the strikes against the Houthis were working. He said, well, it depends that, you know, what do you mean by working? Is it working? No. Is it going to continue? Yes. I've got to tell you, without a note card or a teleprompter, That's how you get into trouble, I guess, for Joe Biden. It's not working, but we're going to keep doing it. No laughing matter, though, folks. Of course, if you're going to go out and take out the Houthis, if you've got the Houthis and you're trying to get rid of the Houthis, you've got to go in there with pretty much a bigger plan than what he's allowed, evidently, so far. Welcome to the program, folks. It is the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. We're going to be talking with our guest, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com and the author of the book Nullification, here in just a moment. And if you have any questions or comments for Frank, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, in between that time, you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And if you have a comment or a question for Frank as well this morning, and we'll be off and running from there. William in Denver, I appreciate your direct message. Thank you so much. And, yes, I will pass that on to Denise as well. We sure do appreciate it. And once again, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you have a question or comment this morning, if you'd like to send us a direct message instead of calling in on the telephone. Well, without further ado, let's bring in, of course, our good friend and regular contributor, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, happy Friday to you. And there is so much to talk about. So, yeah, let's start off with your take on, how many strikes does it take to stop the Houthis? Is it 20? Is it 50? Well, what do you think?
Yeah, that just sounded like the owl and the Tootsie Pop.
Right. I mentioned that earlier as well. So I'm glad you remember that, too. Exactly. How many? He'd always try once or twice and then just chew it, and then, you know, with his, and break it off and go three or something like that.
Yeah, it was one, two, and three. It takes three. It takes three bites. Three looks like the Corvus or Tootsie Pop drop. And I liked what you said, but I think it's actually quite accurate. It's not working, but we're just going to keep on doing it. That's the way it's going to be. This president will not commit to doing something 100% when it comes to attacking our enemies. I believe he's too scared to go head-to-head with Iran. He's typically just taken a knee to everything that they demand, and that gave Iran free rein to expand its influence throughout the Middle East via proxy terror groups. You know, they fully fund Hezbollah and Hamas. I believe you're going to see more smaller groups start to engage against both Israeli targets and U.S. military targets throughout the land or throughout the region. You see, they already went after, they're going after Pakistan. You know, so where is the strength of the U.S. Using its military to be able to deter the mullahs of Iran? It doesn't exist. So how many strikes is it going to take to eliminate the Houthis when it should take one?
One, right.
Boy, that's a question for the ages.
No kidding. Well, you know, the Iranian foreign minister evidently was issuing a warning, a stern warning to the United States. But he basically was saying it was the getting rid of the Iran nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of that in 2017, as I recall, and saying, well, this is what's causing this problem. You know, basically. And so it just seems like by saying that publicly, are they trying to dangle that out there again as greater incentive for the Biden administration to bend the knee, basically?
They've certainly learned their lesson well from the American neo-fascist left. Blame others for what you're responsible for.
Right.
Well, you know, you dropped out of the deal, so we've got to execute terror routines. If you wouldn't have interfered and just let us go about what we were doing here in the region, which was, oh, I don't know, funding terrorist groups and throwing gay people off rooftops, we would have been fine. But you tried to tell us not to do something, and now we're angry. So we're warning you. Who the hell is Iran to be warning the United States of America?
Right. And it wasn't all that long ago, say during the Trump administration, that you had these different Arab states, and they were, you know, really kind of coming around or recognizing that Iran wanted to spread its own hegemony, basically, through the region. And they were happy that Trump was doing what he was doing, or bringing these Arab states along to say, look, you have a common enemy here.
Iran is a menace to the region. The Arab states have all said this. They're not simpatico with the Iranian regime. But that goes to show you how fragile the advancements that Trump made in the Middle East were. You know, if all of a sudden you have a regime change in the United States because of an election, and all chaos breaks out because you don't take a firm stance with the Iranian mullahs, and everybody just pulls back into their cocoon, well, if there would have been true and honest advancement in the Middle East, maybe it needed just more time. You know, maybe it needed 4 more years to be solidified so they could rearrange their security in that region. Who knows? But if all of a sudden an election happens and the right person doesn't win in the United States and Iran can pull this kind of crap, that was not a very solid deal. And this is not to distract from the accomplishment that was the Abraham Accords. It's just not. With Saudi Arabia still willing to consider normalizing relations with Israel, it's still a very good step. Remember what happened with Begin and Clinton back then with the PLO. That took a long time to have come around.
Indeed. Well, Frank Silvato, stay right there. We are going to come right back after this short break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And again, if you have a question for Frank, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. But stay right there because there's a lot more on the other side.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Listeners to this program know, whenever this bumper track comes up, always reminds us, driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder. So if you happen to be driving through the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spyder this morning, you will go right to the front of the telephone line this morning. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I can't help it. That's such a cool track from Jan Hammer from the great days of Miami Vice. And I just love saying that. All right. So once again, welcome back. We have a lot more to tell you about. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for our good friend Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification, and of course from undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
So, you know, that was if you could have almost any TV car you wanted, that would be a cool one to have.
You know, there was a day when I would have drooled to be able to hold the keys to that. My automobile taste has gotten a little bit more towards the Clampett mobile.
Right, so you can pile stuff on and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more utilitarian, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, you know, we were talking about, of course, going in against the Houthis. One of the other things that sort of came up in terms of the Middle East right now, too, is that Netanyahu has sort of, I don't want to say drawn a line in the sand, but he's created, I guess, what they're calling a red line, saying he's not going to entertain a two-state system anymore. They want total security control over the entire area post-war, basically. And this flies in the face of what Blinken's been trying to put together, or at least saying that they're putting together. And once again, does this feel like a manipulation against Israel? Because Israel has to do what it can do in order to maintain its security.
Absolutely, it's a manipulation. The Gazans don't want a two-state solution. They say as much. The Hamas charter says doesn't want a two-state solution, and Hamas is the elected government within Gaza. Everybody falls for this, the Gazan refugees, the refugees in Gaza. You know, the mainstream media pushes that, but they have been autonomous in how they're ruled for a long time. Israel gave the Palestinians, you said, okay, you make your government then. How are you a refugee in your own state? It doesn't make any sense. It's like me saying, because I don't like the Biden administration, I'm a refugee here in the United States.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So Blinken and the United States and other nations that are pushing for this two-state solution that neither side wants, what gives us – it's kind of – there's a lot of audacity there to walk into a sovereign leader's office and say, this is your future. This is what we want you to do. We expect you to do it. Don't think that you can just fight your war and win it. You're going to stop shooting. You're going to give them this, and then we'll have peace. Yet the Gazans don't want what's being shopped.
Right.
You know, the arrogance of that idea that we get to dictate what's going to happen to a sovereign nation moving forward is insane. We should sit down, listen to what the Israelis want to do. They were the ones that were attacked. And then if we're a good ally, we aid them in that quest. But coming in and saying, all right, well, you know, I just got finished with my foie gras and Cristal. And I think you're going to have to give them half your country and give them some aid as well, because that's the only way we see going forward. You know what? Screw you.
No kidding.
And now you've got people in Congress on the far left screaming and interfering in the Israeli elections that are coming up. You know, we get offended because our elections are being manipulated by foreign powers, but we just routinely do it because of what? Arrogance. Mm-hmm. Either be a good ally or don't be an ally. But don't claim that label and then just turn around to be a totalitarian dictating power. That's ridiculous. So I support Netanyahu 100%. They should wipe this out. It should cease to exist. And it should have an exclamation point after it. If we don't feel safe, you shouldn't feel safe.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, you know, President Biden was asked outside of the White House about the idea that is there concern basically about Arab population voting for him, basically. So this got to go into the hopper of how they're making decisions, obviously, about Israel. They're going to want to say, look, you know, we're helping to, you know, get land for peace, all this kind of thing, because I think they are worried about the so-called Arab voting bloc in this country.
Well, like I said before, Hamas was elected by almost 80% in Gaza. If the Palestinian people want to have peace, then they should have a peaceful mindset. There is a reason that there is a triple-layered razor wire wall on the Egyptian-Gaza border. The Egyptians don't want them. Jordan doesn't want them. Every other Arab nation in the Middle East doesn't want them, including Iran. They don't want these people in their country. Why is that, do you think? Could it be because they're violent, insatiable, unappeasable people? That may be the question that we should start looking at. Why won't their own Arab brethren absorb them to give them a safe place to live?
Right. As would be tradition.
Walls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's even mandated in the Quran that Muslims care for Muslims. Well, that's got to be a little bit more than just lip service. They don't even give money. The West is the one that gives the money to the Palestinians, not the Arab nations. So this incredible lie that it's just the Palestinian poor refugees. You know, I'm not for war, but when you're a terrorist organization, and that's what Hamas is, that's what it is. It's a designated terrorist organization by our State Department. When you're dealing with a terrorist group that is a legitimately elected people, you have to understand that the whole of the people, they support what Hamas is doing. That makes it a very violent state. And if a missile flies, if a missile flew from Mexico, if they continuously launched missiles from Mexico into Texas, would we not call that an attack on our country? An act of war?
Sure, of course.
Then why is there a double standard for Israel?
Well, I think because there is this feeling that somehow Israel is illegitimate, or you know the Arab bloc is just too powerful, you know, this kind of thing. It's mind-boggling because when Israel was set up, modern-day Israel, in 1948, that seemed to have been a victory for the world. But now it's looked at as this huge problem that if it only went away, all of our problems would be solved.
See, that's a minority opinion.
Right.
It's a false narrative. You've got this small group of people at the UN who are grotesquely anti-Semitic, who keep painting this picture to try and alter what the facts of reality are. If to the victor goes the spoils, and we've seen this in war after war after war all around the world, going all the way back to before the Roman Empire, if to the victor go the spoils, then Israel became ultra-legitimate in 67.
Indeed. Indeed. Are you still there?
It's just stunning to me. You beat us like 18 times, but we want our land back. It's like Hitler popping up and going, you know, can we get Germany when it was at its biggest back? Because we think the end of the war was illegitimate.
Oh, sure.
Not going to happen. That's not the way the world works. Yet you've got a global body like the United Nations just mandating that, well, we're gonna change not only human nature, but we're gonna erase history and rewrite it the way we want to, because the people who are sitting in those seats now at the Security Council, they're disingenuous bastards.
Well, do you think that they could ever in the UN say, you know what, we made a mistake in 1948, and we need to rescind that and try to, you know, garner international support because Israel's, quote, so bad?
You know, they could move a resolution and it could pass unanimously, but you know what? So what?
Right.
The United Nations is not a governing body. It's a place where talk was supposed to take place to avoid war,
right,
and avoid genocide. And it's failed every single time. They're failing here as well. So screw the United Nations. We should pull back from the United Nations and demand they get the hell out of the United States. They're useless, they're anti-Semitic,
yeah,
and they're grotesquely biased to the woke that's happening around the world.
All right, Frank, stay right there, folks. When we come back, much more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix stakes for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening on AM 930. Thank you so much for your direct message. And I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for your kind words. It means the world to us. And everybody here at the program works really hard. And I'm just really so pleased that you're enjoying it. And again, keep them coming. But Uncle Rick, that really makes my day. Thank you so much. And again, everybody here at the program, all of our contributors, our guests, and so forth, it all makes a difference. And so, again, I appreciate it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you might have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Silvato, and, of course, regular contributor, Frank Silvato, from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, pardon me, just during the break, I was letting you know that, you know, we might want to talk about what's happening in Texas. And, you know, we get a lot of calls about the idea of nullification, and the subject of your book, of course. Now, what's happening in Texas, because the big story there right now is that it's doubling down with the razor wire across the border in the Eagle Pass area, even after the Biden administration's cease and desist order that came through. But this is a case really of the state of Texas, and let me know if I have this straight, but the state of Texas basically saying, look, the federal government is not living up to its mandate here. It's not enforcing the law. It's not protecting the border. So we are going to do something. That is not in controversy of federal law. It's actually stepping in, isn't it?
Correct. It wouldn't be an act of nullification. It's assuming the role of what the federal government is delinquent in delivering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supposed to provide safe borders and do diplomatic exercises for the 50 states. And right now on the Texas border and the southern border, they're non-functional. They're dysfunctional. They're not, you know, they're doing literally nothing but counting with the hand click meter how many are coming in, and sometimes they even can't do that right.
Right.
So Texas is executing what the federal government should be doing. It's their right to do so. If the federal government fails, you know, you just don't sit down and go, well, I guess we have to be invaded by Mexico. You know, the governor has the right to, in a state, and he should just declare a state of emergency. I think he has in a couple different levels, but he should just make it an outright one. Situation at the border, when it comes to border security, is a state of emergency, and declare it. The federal government has failed, and therefore we are assuming that role. And I'd send a bill. You know, I'd say we're keeping this amount of tax money back from the federal government to operate the border. And now you're starting to set the stage for being able to nullify things when the government, federal government, performs that overreach. Once you can deal with a system that applies financial pain to the federal government at the state level, then you can say, hey, this federal law, you're infringing on the rights of the people in our state. We're not recognizing it. And they can't punish, the federal government can't punish the state financially, because that's how they would do it. They would never send in troops. That would start a civil war. But
right.
They would punish them financially with subsidies, because that's, we give Washington all of our tax dollars, and they give it back after they grift off of it. If the state said, okay, you know, yes, there is an amendment to the Constitution that says people have to pay income tax. You know, I don't necessarily agree with that, but hey, you know, the progressive tax system is an abomination. But if the states come up with a way to say all federal tax dollars have to be funneled through the state, we pay it in one lump sum. And when we look at what comes in, we're going to keep most of the money here and not just have it go to Washington and come back. That's inefficient as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why should we have, okay, we're going to give you infrastructure money. We're going to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure law, and we'll use your tax dollars to give you back what we think from your courtesy of your centralized federal government, which isn't supposed to happen in any way.
Right.
Why not just keep it back in Texas and let Texas take care of the roads?
Well, you know,
this is how Congress gets to grift. They take our tax money and they decide what you get back. That's the most inefficient form of revenue generation, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it, I guess. But you're right though about the taking over the border, basically, because that's an arguable case. I mean, that's an arguable thing. You know, there's a practical consequence to not having the border, be operated correctly or be secured correctly. And it just seems to me that it's so fantastical that the federal government is just not just messing up doing it, it's deliberately not doing it.
Yeah, and that means they're not executing their responsibility per the Constitution. They're not performing. They're not keeping the citizenry safe. So the reason there are 50 separate states with 50 separate governments, 50 separate constitutions, is to have a redundant system to make sure the people are safe. Texas has every right to protect their border. You know,
indeed.
They just do.
Indeed.
So with Biden not, you know, not executing their performance down there as mandated by law, that right there is the real impeachable offense. Mark Levin talks about it all the time on his show. Everything else that's subject to politics, you know, you can argue that if you want to, but not performing your duty, Exactly. That should have been an immediate impeachment of Mayorkas, and they should have gone after Biden for that, even if it was just to rattle the saber.
No, but you're right. See, that's a thing that the president did or didn't do, right? You know, there's an omission or there's a commission. And in this case, the omission is a tangible thing. And so you're right. That's something they could bring up, impeachment charges, you know, and it would be a lot better to sell to the rest of the American people because it would be outside of politics in the grand sense. But I tell you what, would you like to take a quick call here before we gotta go?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Tony in Tampa, you're on with Frank Silvato this morning. Good morning, Tony. Tony in Tampa.
Anthony, or Tony?
I'm sorry, Anthony in Tampa. Sorry.
Okay, great. Yeah, you know, only the irrational and the ignorant on the first topic still push Israel for a two-state solution. It's not going to work. We're dealing with generations that have been ingrained hatred for the Jews. Israel needs to just give it up and hold to their land, protect their own property, their own people. Jettison this to the second topic. This administration and the likes of AOC and Joy Reid are guilty of murder and providing profit for the sex traffickers, because they are the ones who are encouraging the people from Mexico and other countries to come to this country to seek a better, quote-unquote, better life, and not knowing what their future. I mean, they're going to be given benefits and handouts at the whim of those who are be calling for their original Americans. Mm-hmm. Look, man, there's a lot of blood on the hands of this administration for sure, and I fear for the residents of that strip of states, meaning from the Central America. You're talking about Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, even into California, who have to, mostly those states closer to Central America, who have to be wary of their homestead. You know, there have been cases of people getting murdered, having to protect their property. Yeah, this administration is definitely is guilty of sin and murder, because there's no doubt about it. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Anthony in Tampa. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. So what do you think, Frank? We got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, especially about the trafficking, the human trafficking. If you haven't seen the movie Sound of Freedom, it's on Amazon Prime now. Watch it. The statistics at the end will curl your toes at how abhorrent we are by letting what's happening at the southern border happen.
Indeed, and you're exactly right. And yeah, I want to check that out as well. I saw it was on Prime as well, so absolutely on my list. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, everybody. Folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh yeah, it's Friday, and we have been rocking along all morning long here on the program, and it's been pretty lively. I got to tell you, I really like it when it's very lively. the time flies by no matter what, because when you're doing something that you love, obviously, but when it's super lively, it really does fly by, and it's hard to believe, and I know I say this a lot, but it's hard to believe we just started this thing 4 hours ago, and here we are. But I'll tell you this, folks, and by the way, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we're glad to have Patrick Hyland, of course, with us here this morning. He is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship and home station, of course. And you can also hear him right here on AM 860, as I said, host of the Sports Zone. And that's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. And Patrick's also known as the insurance quarterback, so we got a lot to talk about. Good morning, Patrick. Oh, hold on 1 second. There we go. Now we've got you. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, man. Great to have everybody out there listening in on us, and great playoff weekend coming up. I'm very excited about it, just like everybody else should be, and we'll get to that in a minute. Some things going on in the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury has been interviewing now for the job with the Bears as the offensive coordinator. They kept the head coach, and let the offensive coordinator go there in Chicago. A lot of people in Chicago aren't happy about that, so we'll see what happens. Kingsbury, Cliff's pretty good offensive coordinator, great quarterback mind, coached a lot of great guys into professional ball from college. Now, most recently, he's been at USC as an assistant coach. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if he does get the job in Chicago. It could help him, that's for sure. See if he can get Justin Fields where he needs to be in the National Football League. So that's what we have going on there. Patrick Mahomes, you know, they'll be taking on the Buffalo Bills Sunday night at 6:30. You know, he's seeking to join an exclusive group of QBs with 13 postseason wins. He's still a young man. He's had a heck of a start to his career.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope he can keep him up. Pretty exciting to see how he's doing, Kyle.
Indeed, indeed. And, of course, you know, everybody's looking forward now, of course, to the Super Bowl. We're almost there, but it's going to be here before you know it. It's less than a month, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you bet you're in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, February 11th. So, you bet you. A few weeks away, and we'll be watching that. Getting excited, Super Bowl parties, all that, Super Bowl squares, and all the new commercials coming out. It's a neat day. It really is. A lot of people have a lot of fun on that day. That's what it's all about. You get to have more fun and get-togethers and get along with each other. Just have fun. That's what life's all about. So, Nick Sirianni. Kyle, we spoke a little bit about him. Would he keep his job with the Philadelphia Eagles? Well, it's quite possible. They won't even announce it if he keeps his job. Normally, that's what they do. Yesterday, Mike McCarthy, it was official. He was going to keep his job. So we'll see if Colin Dallas' experiment goes for next year. He wants to see Dak Prescott and win one, and he wants to win one for the Cowboys. He won one with the Packers. They seem to have a great year. And the playoffs come and they just fold. I don't know what's happening. If they're peaking, they're getting too tight, they're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what changes happen next year.
Well, you know, if I could ask Patrick, when it comes to situations like that, and sometimes people are quick to blame the coaching or they blame something else, you know, but sometimes there are convergences of circumstances that just kind of go together that cause a problem for a team. And sometimes I guess they call it a slump or they call it, you know, something else. But a lot of time, do you think it's directly related to the coaching? And overall, is it the plays that are being called or what do you think?
Well, that's a great point. You know, I've always said coaches coach, players play. And you have to find a way as a player to make it work. Coach can get you prepared, though. See, that's where Don Shula was fantastic. Monday through Saturday, he had you prepared to where even if things didn't work out, Sunday you could find a way to win. And that's not happening as much in the National Football League. Time management now has become key in NFL football. I don't think the NFL coaches are working on that as well as they should. So you have those two dimensions that really, you know, can make it tough on you. And now, obviously, you're scrutinized more in today's game than ever before with social media and more people watching, TV cameras and everything. So that's part of it. The only thing you can say is, did the coach have him prepared? Did he have him ready? You know, that's something to be said. Did he call the right play? You know, that's going to be debated. So Your point's well taken. But like you said, sometimes, and momentum is such a big thing in football. You lose momentum, it can go downhill. And what you and I'll be talking about more here in the future, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start hitting, I start hitting, the guy after me starts hitting. You're not hitting, I'm not hitting, the guy after me is normally not hitting. It's just kind of funny. How hitting breeds hitting, and out in the field, you make an error. It's funny how you might have another one come soon after. It's that momentum factor again. So, but great question, Kyle, to say the least, just to give the audience an idea of how it really does work and what happens out there on the playing field. So, Cal Shanahan plans to defer if the 49ers win the toss. He's already saying that, which is kind of funny. Normally, that's what they do anyway. So, nothing big there, but to come out and say it now was kind of funny to me to just say that. We'll see what happens. And for the people here in Tampa Bay, AMA 60, The Answer, where you can hear me from 11 to 12 on Sunday, the good old Buccaneers playing the Lions at 3 o'clock on Sunday. That's going to be a good game, I hope. And who knows? Can Baker Mayfield, you know, upset the Lions there in the good old Pontiac Superdome? That should be a lot of fun to watch that one on Sunday, especially for the Bucs fans. Detroit's on a run. Is it their year, Kyle? That's going to be the storyline. You know, this is the first time they've been in the playoffs, you know, in a long time, and won the first game in a real long time. So we shall see what
happens. Well, that's going to make my father-in-law real happy if Detroit can do something big. Because he's a loyal Lions fan.
There you go. Yeah, the sports fan in Detroit really is a heck of a fan, from the Pistons to the Red Wings to the Tigers to the Lions. Kind of a neat little sports mecca out there. Those fans are very loyal, like you said, and very supportive. And, you know, they love their teams. Tomorrow now we'll have the 49ers taking on the Packers at 8:15. And then the game that, and everybody's saying, oh, this is where the Texans Cinderella season ends, which could possibly happen. The Baltimore Ravens, if they play to their capabilities, will beat the Texans pretty well. But we'll see what happens with C.J. Stroud. Can you believe they edited his interview, Kyle, for him saying, you know, I want to thank our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, why would you do that? Why would you do that? That's pretty bad. But now if he said a silly word or made a mistake, they wouldn't edit it. I love that.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, it is a double standard in so many ways. And, you know, are they, I guess, and this sounds very terrible just to ponder, but are they afraid that they could offend somebody with them? Maybe.
Well, that's it. Yeah. You know, I'm tired of the feelings program out there. You know what? You have your feelings, you have mine. As long as I'm not being nasty to you, Kyle, I can have my thoughts and feelings and you can have yours. And no one out trumps the other, no pun intended.
Well said.
And it just needs to be taken care of better than that. You know, God bless America. You have First Amendment rights. You know, we have rights for a reason. And our Constitution is smart enough to evolve to the guys that, you know, created it did a great thing. So,
indeed.
I just wish people would wake up and smell the coffee a little bit more and use some more common sense and say, hey, he has the right to say that, just like, you know, everybody else has a right to be a certain way. Yeah.
Well, so, I'll tell you what, Patrick, anyway, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, because we're going to head up to the top of the hour right here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks, Kyle. God bless you, brother. Hey, anybody that can help you out with your financial and insurance needs, get a pen and paper. Try to remember 813-966-1052. Love to help you out and take care of your life and health and insurance needs and plan out your life for you in that department. God bless everybody in you, Kyle. We'll talk about it. Take care, babe.
Take care, Patrick. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And folks, we've come to the end of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there and make it a great
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.